this morning, the advice provided around the new pension rules is not fit for purpose. Its first report on the pensions market since radical changes to accessing pension savings came into force in April also says the government needs to provide more assurance for pensioners to assure them that another mis-selling scandal is not on the horizon. We'll go to Winnipeg in Canada now and join Robert Reid from the Chartered Financial Planners St. Jacques. Morning, Robert.
Good morning.
So let's just recap first of all about these changes. You can now take a lump sum from your pension pot rather than buying an annuity. That's why we've got this report. And have some of these criticisms come as a surprise to you, Robert?
Not entirely. I think that you're now giving people such a range of options that for a lot of people it's become completely confusing rather than completely clear. And I think the government's underestimated the kind of decisions people are being asked to make without actually having sufficient support.
Some of the most caustic criticism in this report is levelled at the PensionWise website and indeed some of the advice given by PensionWise. This is a free service that is supposed to enable people to make an informed decision. But they say the website in particular is not fit for purpose.
Yeah, I think one of the great problems in communicating things financial, whether it's by government or by providers, is that really we are producing websites which are probably great from the perspectives of people who understand it already, but very poor for the people who don't. And I think we have to look at the kind of retail sites people look at the moment and model them more on those. In other words, it's a lot easier to order a pizza online than it is to actually find out about your pension. And I think we have to not necessarily dumb it down, but we have to get it into a format that people can actually easily digest it and understand. In simple terms, the ramifications of various choices they'll make, particularly in the case where they could be spending money which is meant to last them for far longer than just, say, for a few years.
Robert, it isn't one of the problems that there are plenty of people that may be reluctant to visit financial planners or independent financial advisors because of the costs involved. If they've got a small pension pot and need advice but don't want to pay for it, isn't that one of the sticking points here?
I think it is a sticking point. I mean, the challenge for advisors now is there is very high fixed costs in giving advice to individuals because of the level of regulation, because of the amount of record keeping, etc., that has been put to one side. This is why the industry has been talking about the need for what they call safe harbours, in other words, to be able to give advice at a lower cost with perhaps less restriction. That has its own problems in that if we are allowing a sort of lower level of protection for people, it's often going to affect those that are most vulnerable. I think a lot of it goes back to the point that we don't really educate people well in this country about finance. I used to give the analogy that people in America knew all about the various stock markets of the world but couldn't find them on a map. Whereas people in Britain probably could find them on a map. And I just don't think we've engaged people in the right way into finance. We've almost expected, be it civil servants, politicians, or advisors, or providers, to be talking to people who were just as interested in it as we were, and we're dealing with it day by day. They're approaching this as a one-off and something they probably haven't engaged in for any measure of time. And they have to make a fairly life-changing decision. So we're going to try and find ways of supporting people. And I think we've got to be a lot more creative in how we do it. And that website is probably the polar opposite of what I've just said.
The Treasury has said PensionWise has been a real success story. 1.5 million visits to the website, over 20,000 guidance appointments. Who do you blame then, Robert, for the fact that, in your opinion, the advice and the education isn't there?
I think the problem that you've got is that pensions is a long-term issue, and most politicians are in place for, say, 3 or 4 years at most. I think the sooner we could take long-term planning away from the politicians, particularly in the pensions area, the better it would be. I think the politicians have made a mistake of actually talking to people who are distributing products rather than regularly giving advice. So if you look at the people who have been appointed to the new financial advice market review, none of those individuals have given advice since
read there from Syndaxy. It is 5:41.
Let's take a look at the markets. Our markets get